Tainus of Kedushin. Coming to the end of the sugya, let's try to sum up what we had. We had Hayam Chudeshes, the Tzichogur. Then we had on the Amud Beis a bunch of other shyness that was zichugud. Right, things like Arusasi, Muresasli, how we have Lili into. So we have Mechudeshesli, which everyone uses. Then we have other words which are certainly good, but people don't use them, like Mureses and Hariat Lili into. And then here on the top, Hariat Ishti, Hariat Arusasi, etc. So we have the, what everyone uses. We have the shyness that are certainly good, but not everyone uses, but people don't use. Then we had the Ibaya. We had 10 words that are in Ibaya. Of the 10, we were Pashit Miyachad, Pashit Lukuchasi. So Lukuchasi is good, but that's like weaker. It's at least the Shaila, the Psak is that it's good. Then we have the other 9 words, which remain a Teiku, which the Gemara is not Pashit if it's good. Okay? So we can make like 4 tiers of Lashonis Kedusha. The one that everyone uses, Hariat Mekudeshesli, nothing to talk about. Then the other ones people don't use, but the Gemara says is good, like Meureses and Hariat Ishti. Then we have Lekuchasi, which stands by itself. It's something we had an Ibaya about. The Gemara was so misupit that an Ibaya, and we appreciate it. And then we have the nine other words, which are Teiku at the end of the Gemara. We're not sure if they're a good Lashon Kedushin. So we have 4 levels, and there's a reason that I'm dividing it, because it'll be important as we finish the sugya. I think we were just at Charupasi. Ibayilu Charupasi ma'u tashma. V'tanya aymer Charupasi mekudesh shekem Yehuda karen arusa Charupa. Yehuda have a ruba di alma. Who cares if they call it Yehuda? That's good for Yehuda. It's not good for the rest of the world. Here we go. It's a good kedusha because it's a pasuk. Yehuda karen la'arusa charub. Gemara Yehuda oid l'kra. If it's a pasuk, it's a pasuk. What do I need Yehuda for? Alachi kam. Ha'ayma charuf b'Yehuda mekudesh shekem Yehuda karen la'arusa charuf. What's the maskana charufasi? Maskana is that charufasi is good where? Only in Yehuda. That's the maskana of this Gemara. Charufasi is only good in Yehuda. The Rambam says Charufasi is good everywhere. The Rambam is Saisim, the Charufasi is a good Lashon. It doesn't stem with this Gemara. So the Magid Mishnah says, Nachinami, the Rambam had a different Girsa in our Gemara. He wasn't Gairis, the whole Shaka Vitaria. Since he had a different Girsa, therefore he paskins. He says them by Charufas. Rashi said about Charufasi. Rashi, Shekem Yehuda. Rashi says that this depends on what's tight shivcha charufa. Rashi says Agamar in the end is going like the Mandiyamar that's talking about a shivcha kananis. Again, the Torah says there's an asham shivcha charufa. Someone's mizana with a shivcha charufa brings an asham. What's a shivcha charufa? So there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Mesechtas Gittin. One Mandiyamar says it means a shivcha kananis. And the other man, the Yomah, says it means a chatzi eved, chatzi shivcha, chatzi ben chayav. That's fine. Zach Rashi, our Gemara is going like which man, the Yomah? What does Rashi say, no? Shekem Yehuda. What does Rashi say? Our Gemara is not the man, the Yomah. That's the shivcha kananis. So Mimela, it depends if you're in Yehuda or not in Yehuda. But according to the man, the Yomah, chatzi shivcha, chatzi ben chayav, it's pashit that charufa is a lashon kedushin. Because if you give kedushin to a chatzi shifcha, a chatzi bas chayrin, so it's a kedushin. It's a kedushin on chetzia, but it's kedushin types. Right? That's what he says. What? So memela, now that Rashi says this, the Rambam's not sure. Because the Ramban paskins in dinim of shifcha charufa, he paskins shifcha charufa as chatzi shifcha chatzi baschayrin. That that's tight shifcha charufa as chatzi shifcha chatzi baschayrin. B'meila, it's pashit. According to the Ramban, it's vadei kedushin. Because lahalacha that we passed in the chatzi shifcha chatzi baschayrin, Rashi says there was no. It's because the avad charufa is lashin kedushin. So Mameli, Lefizeh, according to Rashi, you could say that Rambam had Agirsa. He just says, Agirsa is Shalei Aliba Dehelchas. It's going to the other Pshan and Shifcha Harufa. And Lahalacha, Shifcha Harufa is Vadei Kilosh and Kedushin. And Mameli Harufasi is good wherever you are. Okay, the Gemara goes on. B'maya Skima. Right, now some of you learned wrong Pshan in this Gemara. B'maya Skima goes on which case? It's not going to Charufasi. A lot of guys went right through the Gemara. So Maya Skina is going on Charufasi. No. It's not going to Charufasi. But Maya Skina goes on what? What? Rashi says, but Maya Skina, Bahanach Lishni to come a Bayalon. The Abakadusha is going on the nine words that are a suffix. Okay? But Maya Skina. Eli Mubshay Medabri Maleski Gita Vikdusha Menayada Mai Kamala. These words are a suffix, so how do we know what she understands? Element if they were talking about it, so what's the case? If it's medabri malas kikit v'tusha, it's a good. And for the Gemara, Amri lo ayla mimedaberi malas kiki tevek dusha. Vidi av la vishah sikachinami. Achi b'may eskina di av la vamala hani lishni v'achi kamay bayalan. What's the Gemara say? These nine words, what's the shayl, what's the case? The case of the nine words? They were talking al iske kiki tevek dusha. They were discussing iske kiki tevek dusha. And then he said, Harayat, one of these nine things, Yuchedes, Nimuedes, Liazrasi, Tzalasi, one of these nine words. So that's the Gemara Shaila. What does it mean? Do we say when he says Azrasi, he means marriage? Or do we say that Azrasi means something else, Lumalachti? What does it mean? The Gemara is saying, if you say these nine words, Starma, without a Sukkim Basinian, then Zichana Kedush. Right? If you stomach, I meet a woman, you give her something, you say Ezrasi, that's garnish. If it's a sukkah based Indian and you do it, then that's the Ibaya. Is it Kedushin or is it non Kedushin? Is it a word that implies non Kedushin? This is the Gemara's Maskan, the Gemara's take. Now, our Nidain right now is in the following situation. And we're going to have to look at the Gemara to answer the question. If it's not a sukkim b'isin, a man goes over to a woman and he tells the woman, Hari at any one of the l'shaydis. We have four groups of l'shaydis, right? We have mekudeshesli, which everyone uses. Then we have the bunch of words which are zikha good but no one uses. Right? Hari at murestesli, hari at liyintu, hari at ishti. Then we have Lekuchasi, the third category stands by itself. It's something that was in Ibaya that the Gemara was Paishit is good. Those three groups are good. And then we have the nine that are Sveikis. In these cases, what happens if you're a Makadisha woman, not a Sukkim Baisenya, and you use one of these words, and afterwards she says, I didn't know it meant marriage. I didn't know it meant marriage. You know, a man is dating a woman. Sometimes he gives her a present also. So this woman is dating this man, and one day he comes and he gives her a ring, you know, he gives her whatever it might be. He says, Harayat Lili into. And she takes it. And now she comes to Bezdin, and she tells Bezdin, I didn't know Lili into. I never heard the words. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know it means Kedushin. Do we believe a woman to say such a thing? Or do we not believe a woman? Now, I could ask you this question in four cases. will fall a shyness. If you say Hariyat Mekudeshesli, do you believe a woman? Most of us are not to, because everyone knows Hariyat Mekudeshesli means marriage. I can ask you by Hariyat Meuresesli, Hariyat Liliisha, all the ones the Gemara says are good, but most women didn't learn Kedushin Davav, so they never heard of it. And then I could ask you by Lekuchasi, why is Lekuchasi even a stronger question? Because the Kuchasi, the Amayroim wa Mesopik, right? There's the Nibayim. So if Amayroim wa Mesopik, it's more Mestarva, we should believe a lady if she says she didn't know what it meant. And then I could ask you by all nine Lashaynis. By the nine Lashaynis, where we pass this Asafi Kedushin, if a lady walks in and she says, I didn't know that there's Rossi, Tzalasi, all these things, I have no clue, is she believed? But this is Anida. Okay, what? Does she have Nemanis or doesn't she have Nemanis? That's what I'm asking. Does she have Nemanis? What? First, tell me if you think she has Nemanis or not, and then I could argue with you if we should divide the cases. You're asking to me that Hari Amal Kodeshishly is not Mustarish, she should be Nemo. Because it goes against the. No?
What do you think it means?
Maybe.
Does she have
to mean? What's the difference which story she tells? She can make up a story, whether she's telling the truth or not. She says, I thought it meant I plan to marry you. Not to marry you now. Whatever she says, I don't think it matters that much. You know, she says, I thought it was a nice thing he was saying. You know, it's a way of saying I love you. So I say, Harry Adley Leon. I meant I want to marry you. You didn't mean to marry you right now. I can hear it happening. It's not Shadavar Rav. I don't. So the question is she believed or is she not believed? Now, before we start sitting here and being done, which we could do, we could sit here and start thinking, I want to point out to you that it should depend on one line of the Gemara here on this side. Gemara says, B'maya schema. What's the Gemara say? If they're not talking is kegita v'tushel, which is the case I'm asking you, Gemara says menoyada mekamala. How should she know what he's talking about? Now, what's that Gemara going on? The words meyaskina goes on what? Meyaskina, Rashi said, goes on the nine l'shayim. So, b'meyaskina goes on the nine words. And the Gemara says clearly that if it's not medaber imal iske gita v'dusha, minoya demai kavala. Obviously, she's believed to say, I didn't know. The Gemara says, how should she know? So this is klar l'kuli alma, that the nine l'shaynis, if she says, I didn't understand it, it's klar she's believed, because the Gemara says, how should she know? So if she'll come and tell us, I thought it meant something else, clearly we should believe her. Because before the Gemara was even talking about what she said, the Gemara says, how should she know? So that's nothing to talk about, that the nine Lashaynis, L'chol HaPochus, those nine Lashaynis, if she says, I don't know what you're talking about, there's not even a Safi Kedushin, she's found they believe. I'm asking. That's Klar in the Gemara. No? You're asking? Gemara says clearly that even without us saying, I didn't know, we say, how should she know? If we're already Tamid HaChachamim and Amayroim, and we're Mesopik, so she knew. So the nine Lashaynis, of the four groups of Lashaynis, the nine Lashaynis is Pashit, that she's believed. Nothing to talk about. Now, this is all based on our Rashi. Baal Ha'iter, which is quoted in the Rashba, learns the Gemara like Rashi, that the Gemara's lashon is the Gemara's question. Hacha Mayaskinan is going only on the nine words. The Baal Ha'iter speaks out that all the other words, whether Mekudeshes or Liliyintu or Lekuchasi, all the other words, she's not believed to say she didn't understand. So the Gemara is Hacha Mayaskinan dafka on the nine words. All other words, she's not believed. We assume. Some woman that she knows. Now, Vad, if she could somehow prove to us from her background that she had no way of knowing, Stam, we would believe her. But Stam, that she says, I don't know what it means, she's not believed. That's the Shita of the Baal HaYeter, which is based on our Rashi. On the other hand, the Rashba himself disagrees, and the Rashba had a different girsa in Rashi. The Rashba's girsa in Rashi was that Hacha b'maya skinan goes on all the Lashaynas, on everything. Hacha b'maya skinan, it's going on Lukuchasi, and Hariat Ishti, and Hariat Zekukali, it's going on all the Lashaynas, even the Vaday good Lashaynas. The Gemara is saying, how should she understand it? Hari Abakudeshusli, alright, that's the lashon everybody uses, she knows what it means. But Hari Avlili into, how should she know? So the Rashba learns a different pshat in this one line in the Gemara. He learns, B'maya Skinan goes on all the lashonis, with the exception of Mekudeshusli. And Mimela, on all the lashonis, if a woman says, I didn't know what you were talking about, she's believed to say, I didn't know what you were talking about, and it's like Kedushin. It's certainly on the nine lashonis. So before we start coming with Svaris, there are two ways to learn this line of Gemara, Hachamei Eskina and Ilayma, this line. And depending on how you learn this line, we end up with two mahalchim in halacha. Depending on how you learn this line, we end up with two mahalchim, with a woman who says, I don't know what you're talking about. So we have now a machlaikis rishaymim. If a woman says, I don't know what you're talking about, what do we do? The Rashba Shita is that she is believed, that she is believed to say it, and the Baal HaYeter holds, and that's the way Rashi seems to be in front of us, holds that you're not believed. Okay, again, the Rashba holds she's believed, and the Baal HaYeter holds that she's not believed. Now, machlekes the Rashba and the Baal HaYeter, there's one line in the Rush, which depending on how you touch the Rush is either like the Baal HaYeter, or the Rush is like the Rashba. And la halacha, a lot of the discussion in the Achrayim centers around how to teach that line in the Rush. The Rush at the end of this sugya, the last line of Siman Beis, talks about Ashayla. We're going to take a look at the last line of Siman Beis, which is on the second page of the Rush, right before Siman Gimel, right before the Gimel, and the Yom out there. Aval Hani Lishni. Two lines before the Gimel. He talks about Harufasi before that, and then he says, Aval. Hani Lishni, the Barira line, the Havalash and Kedushin. All the Lashainis, the Barira line, which is certain to us, that's the Lashon Kedushin. Lav Kol Kimine Lameimar, Lehavi Yadana, the Havalash and Kedushin. There's no nemanis to say, I didn't know it was the Lashon Kedushin. That one line, Hani Lishni de Brirulon, to have a Lashon Kedushin, Lav Kol Kimine Lameima, Lai Havi Yadana, to have a Lashon Kedushin. What's he saying? All the words, which is clear to us, is a Lashon Kedushin, Lav Kol Kimine Lameima, Lai Havi Yadana, to have a Lashon Kedushin. It's like the Baal HaYeter or the Rashba. Again, the Rashba is the one who said that she's always believed, and the Baal HaYeter is the one that said that only by the nine words. What? It really has to be clear to both, to the man and the woman. Usually if a man's talking, we assume he knows what he's talking about. That's why the machlekes always tells us on the woman. It's rare the man will use a lashon and then will come and say, I didn't know what I was saying. That's Jacob Timsa too, but it's a rare thing. The woman, it'll be very common. What? Well, Hani Lishni, the Brirulan. What does Brirulan mean?
No, I don't get happy with it.
That's good. All the nine sfeikis, if they're talking iskigis the viktusha, then it's a safik. If they're not, ain't bar mamish. All the sfeikis, the Gemara says, min yada. Right? Nothing. What? Who's asking? Excuse me? I'm asking the line, avalhani lishin debriwa line, that line. That's klar like. Simple reading is klar like Balei to the Rosh or the Rashi. What? It seems to be klar like the Balei Eter. The Gra writes in Shulchan Aruch that the Rosh is like the Balei Eter. Look at the Balei Eter said that you're not believed. Hani lishni de bri ralon to have a Lashon Kedushin. What does bri ralon mean? Right. Any call hani lishni or dilukuchasi. All the three groups that are borrowed to us, the Havalash Kedusha, Lako Kamini Elayim, Elay Haviyadan. It sounds like the Balei Eter, right? The Gemara said borrow, no? The Gemara says good Lash. To us it's borrowed, it's good. No? The Pashtus of the Rosh is like the Balei Eter. There are those who want to argue. No, Hani Lishni the Briri Lon. The way you learn like the Balei Eter, Briri Lon means it's Borer LaHalacha. Those who argue that Lishna the Briri Lon means it's a Lashin, the Briri Lon, which is clear to people. Briri Lon, among us, it's a clear Lashin, the Havalashin Kedushin. Then, Lav Kol Kamini Lameimer. It's the way the Taz learns. The Taz learns Hani Lishni the Briri Lon doesn't mean Briri to the Gemara, Briri to Chazal. It means the Briri Lon that we all know it's a Lashon Kedushin, then she's not believed. If you learn Briri Lon means as the bar to people, then that stems with the Rashba. That if it's not bar to people, like nowadays, Havali Liantu, I would assume most girls don't know what Havali Liantu means. Or Hariyata Wasasi, or Hariyata Kukasi, they wouldn't know what it means. So, then according to the, if you learn, then she would be believed. If you learn Brira Lam means that's the bar to people, then it means the Lashon that's not bar to people, she is believed, which is like the Rashba. So depending on how you touch the two words Brira Lam, does Brira Lam means it's clear to the Gemara? And then it's the Balei Eter. But does Briri Lon mean it's clear to people? And then it's like the Rashba. Anything that's not clear to people, she is believed. So this is a machlokes, which until now is a technical machlokes. The Balei Eter, again, is the one who holds that the Gemara Zibayah is only by the nine Lashonis. Everything else, she's not believed. The Balei Eter holds she's not believed. And the Rashba holds that she is believed. And so we have a typical machlokes rishonim. If a woman is believed or not believed to say that she didn't understand. Lahalacha, it's also machlokes. It seems that most poskim paskin like the Rashba. Generally, machlokes Rashba Balei Eter, we go with the Rashba. Most poskim paskin like the Rashba that she's believed. Except the Lashon Mekudeshesli. Mekudeshesli is not Mestavish, she should be believed. But Stam, all these other Shani, she's believed. But the Sefer HaMakna is very much matstick that she shouldn't be believed. And he holds Lebaisa that either she's not believed or at least a Safi Kedushin. So the Achaluke day is if a woman could come later and say, because she didn't know what was going on. So we have Nachaluke Deis. We have here Machlaikis, basically Rashba and the Balei Eter, and then the Paiskim argue as well. Now, what? Does it matter? There's no difference, Pashtus, because there's no Tekken and Yidu. So even Tekken and Yidu is Pashtus.
Why shouldn't
the Nachaluke Deis
call the Nachaluke Deis? Really love that. What does that have to do with what she knows?
Small mistake that what? She should not be believed, or she should be believed. It's more mistaver that she should be believed. So you're saying it's mistaver she should believe. So who was it before Shir that was telling me he didn't understand? I forgot who it was. Somebody was telling to me, why should she be believed? Obviously, she just wants to get out of the marriage. No? No? I don't remember who was arguing with me. You're saying, so what do you say, Api Svara, she should be believed? She should be believed. You're saying it's really sort of in between, that we should try to judge each case based on... you see, I would agree with you. We should just judge each case based on circumstances. But then what's this whole Amid here for? How could the Gemara list this Lashon, this Lashon, this Lashon? We have to judge each case based on circumstances. Well, what do we have this whole Sugi for according to that? According to you, there's no difference between Lukuchasi and Ezrasi. Both of them, we try to figure out if the woman understands. Yet the Gemara says that Lukuchasi is good, and Ezrasi is Yibayi B'lai Yishit. So it seems there are certain rules that we take for granted. So, the reason I'm being mechalik is because I think that mekudeshesli, the Chakas Mechalik makes the point that mekudeshesli, there's almost nothing to talk about. Unless you have a girl that's a friar girl, just came to get married. But a normal person, mekudeshesli, nothing to talk about. How can a person say she didn't know what it meant? You know. Not everyone knows that Lili Intu means my wife. Was it Kukasi? You know, maybe it means that you will be my wife eventually. You know, I plan to date you steadily, or I don't know, have a Lili Intu. You know, Hariat Lili, but that's also a Vade Lashon, Hariat Ishti. Question is, if we give her the money, she can always get out of the marriage. So is that a chesaron? If I give her the money, I'm allowing her to say, she could lie. She could lie. It's true. But isn't that true every time I give a person the money? So let's say, halach is a definite misur. A woman could say, this is kosher meat. So she wants to be a crook, she could buy tray for meat and serve it to me and say, it's kosher meat. It's true. But the Torah gave her the money to a firm person. If she's not a Shem Mishav, she's not a firm person, you're right. She's a firm person. And so she wants to create a situation where she'll end up being an Eshesish and best she'll fool Bezdin and she'll marry someone else. I guess the Nemanis is Nemanis of a Stam from Yid that's believed. I suppose. Stam from Yid is believed to say whatever it is. What?
It always could be.
Okay, then. According to the Taz, Taz says she's not an MNS because Stama, these Lashainis, we assume are good. The Taz, you mean the Chalak, according to Valeinter, which the Taz is, according to the Rajba, I mean. According to the Rajba, the Taz is saying that all these Lashainis, no, the Rajba is saying, again. The Rajba says that the Gemara is going on all everything, and everything she is believed. The Balita says she's not believed. You're asking according to the Taz is Matzdik the Shita of which is the Shita Rajba.
The Rajba says we don't believe it for anything. We say Lashon Rivia, all the things that we know are good, we don't believe it to say that she did it not. So we never.
Right,
never
which means no. According to the Rajba. According to Rajba Shita, and any Lashon she's believed to say she didn't understand. What is the Rush saying? Kol hani lishni debriri la. That really she's believed to say I didn't understand. Only if a Lashon is brira lang. If we know that she knew the Lashon, if we know that in this circle everyone knows the Lashon, then it's different. Right? That's what the Rush is saying, according to the text. That means suddenly if the Gemara paskins is good, but we don't know if she understood it, then she'll be believed, which is what the Rashba said. The Rashba is the Mekel that says that she's believed. Right? She's believed to say, I didn't understand. Balet is the Machmir. Balet says she's not believed. Okay. Gives a second level to this Shaila. What would happen if she has a Mekel? How could she have a Mekel? Let's say a woman is married and there were two Edom at the Kiddushin and they came in for the wedding and they flew back home and they're not here right now. So she comes into Bezdin. She tells Bezdin, you know, we got married the other day. They say, he gave me a gift the other day and said, hurry, I'll lead me into. And there were two Edom. But I didn't know what they were talking about. She comes into Bezdin. She says, this happened. Okay, we're not talking there was an official chasna. We're talking ain asukim b'yikidushin. She's saying, you know, I was on a date with this person, and in the lounge, he suddenly calls over two people, and he gives me a ring, and he says, "Hari atzeku kasi," and I have no idea what he's talking about. You know, he pulled a quick one on me. He said, "Hari atzeku kasi," and bang, now I hear that we're married, and I didn't know what he was talking about. Now, if the Edom come to Bezdin, so then that's the machlekes, is the Rashba and the Balei. What happens if we can't find the Edom?
What's the difference if the Edom come?
There are no Edom. The difference will be that if we don't have the Edom, she should say, believe me that I didn't know what he was talking about. Because I have a Migu, I could have said it never happened. I could have claimed that this whole story never happened. So believe me that it happened. And I didn't know what Tzikukasi means. Because I have a Migu, I could have been denied the whole thing. I could have said it never happened. And I believe with a Migu.
Huh?
So she has a migu that she'll be believed. If the Edom can't be, the husband says I gave you kedushin. She says you never gave me kedushin. She'll be believed. He can't prove against them. Without Edis, he can't prove that she was accepted kedushin. What? Let's say there is no call. Edom, you know how it is. He was somewhere and he called over two people and now he doesn't know. He can't find them. Or if they're dead, you say shout to dead, or they're just not here. So the pashtus, it should be a good migu. She should be believed. The hamakna, and the Nevi Yehuda writes in the tshuva that avad that a migu is good. She's believed. The hamakna says it's not a good migu. He has two complaints about this migu. The hamakna says, first of all, it's a migu b'makam chazaka. Because the chazaka, our Gemara says, because he's a good lashon. So we have a chazaka that this lashon is a good lashon. So migul goes against what we assume. And second of all, he says the migul, there's ain't no demeis. A woman doesn't have the chutzpah to say the man never gave me the kedushin. Ain't no demeis b'fnei baila. Here's not baila. It's a question if it's her husband, but b'fnei whatever the person gave her the kedushin. So the Hamakna has a very extreme shita. The Hamakna shita is that we passed and she's not believed on all these lashonis except for the nine words. Everything else she's not believed. And not only she's not believed, even with the migu she's not believed. And the Taz holds that she is believed, and even without a migu she's believed. Taz holds she's totally believed. And the Sefer Hamakna holds she's totally not believed, even with the migu. The Gemara says, "Hari at Muhari Achili, Hari Bishus Yaris Kukali Mekudeshus." And the Gemara later says, "Halchah b'mayaskinan." What's it talking about? Mino Yada Zakrashi on the nine words. So the Gemara is saying, on the nine words, Mino Yada. Well, other words, we assume Yada. Yeah, the nine words is no machlaikas. On the nine words, that's the Gemara Lakuli Alma, that b'mayaskinan goes on the nine words. Okay, this is on the first case. Because why didn't the Gemara ask Bamayaskin on the Kukasi too? Mina Yada. Why didn't the Gemara ask on the Kukasi? Vice dice. The Gemara assumed that the Kukasi she knows. You're right. But then you have a problem with the whole Amid. So what's this whole Amid doing here? Every day, every word in every case should depend on the time and place. So he's assuming that these Lashainis, we have an assumption, stoma, that they understand. If she can prove, let's say she can prove, she grew up in somewhere in South Carolina, and she never heard a word of Hebrew, and she doesn't know anything, she just came to the rabbi to make a wedding. To make a wedding means it's Kedushin, but she doesn't know anything about Hebrew, and suddenly she meets this guy, and the guy says a Kukasi. So if it's clear to us, there's nothing to talk about. We're talking stoma when you have stoma from girl, and it's not clear to us. The Gemara says stoma, we assume it's a good condition. That's what it seems. I'm saying that Machnas has two reasons it's not an eagle. One is that it's a chazaka she knows. That's what our Gemara says. The second reason is that what's an eagle? She could have denied it happened. She's not made his punim to someone who gave her kedushin or tended to give it to good. She has such some relationship with him. She won't be made his punim to say it never happened. So not. If it really
didn't
happen, she obviously had some type of relationship with him, even if she wasn't willing to marry him. She had some relationship. So he says she wouldn't. She'd rather say I didn't know what he was talking about than to say it never happened. Because to say it never happened is a certain amount of azaspa. The Lady Behuda has a tshuva in which she paskins that she's believed no matter what. He says that b'chol ha'pachus she has a chazaka, even if you'll say it's a suffix, she has a cheskas penuya. And the main listen, she has a cheskas penuya, so she should be believed. That's the psak of the Lady Behuda. Like I said, most paskin understand that she's believed, that Beis Shmuel also says that she's believed. Most Paiskim hold that she's believed. And this is all in the beginning of Simcha of Zion, in Shulchan Aruch, right? The beginning of Hilchas Kedushin. This is where everybody talks about the Lashonis of the Gemara. This is the Machlokes. And again, most Paiskim hold she is believed. However, if it happens, we would try to satisfy Kol Hashitas, get it to give a gap, but this is the
Machlokes.
Well, if she's married once and never got a get, so she can't get married again. If she's married once and got a get,
she's got
divorced. Cheskes Penuya means that she started the day non-Ashish. Penuya doesn't necessarily have to be, she was never married. Alright, till here, everything is very klar and doesn't happen too often. Shaila doesn't come up that many times that a woman says, I don't know what you're talking about, doesn't happen. But from this machlaikis, we move on to step two. I read you Rama, which is later in Simin Mem Beis, Sif Aleph. The shaila here is by Kedushin Derech Schaik, which we spoke about. I mentioned to you once that Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva about. If you did Kedushin, and now you say it was a joke, we didn't mean it seriously. Okay, we have the case of Rabbi Kiva Eger, where they were playing a joke on a man, and they pulled him off the street, and they said, this lady wants to marry you, and they made a chasna, and everyone was laughing. And now, they're not laughing anymore. Now, Rabbi Shaila, she's an Eshes Ish. Or the Shaila that happened here in one of the yeshivas, which I think I mentioned to you as well, they had a carnival, one of the co-ed schools, and they had a booth where you can marry your boyfriend. They had a ring and a veil and a photographer, right? That's all you need for a wedding, photographer, ring and veil. Right? And he gave her the ring, and so next morning they woke up and they realized they have to make Shabbat brachas in yeshiva. You know, it was a good thing. They didn't have to say tachnun all week, you know, like is a good thing. So Shaila is, now, we know they don't, I think we know they didn't really mean to get married. But on the other hand, we saw them get married. We saw that he put a ring, he said, all right, well, Kedushin, you put a ring on the finger. So what's the deal? So basically, you see this is related to Asha. Is she believed to say what? Not Shaila, is she believed to say, or he believed to say, I was joking. So the Rama says, "Ein helchin be'inyan kedushin, Achar umdenais v'hechachais hamechichais shalaykivna l'shem kedushin. We don't do that. By kedushin, we don't go achar umdenais, our estimation, v'hechachais hamechichais, and clear rayas shalaykivna l'shem kedushin. We don't go bust of those things. And he says, v'ymeres shalaykivna metchila rak l'shaykh ba'alma. She said that Hakavana was just for a joke. Afilu hachi hava mekudeshes. He says it's a good kedusha. Now the makar, I told you there are dozens of tshuvas on this shaila. Kamat, anybody who's considered to be a good, whether the Gedalei Adar, has to have a tshuva on the shaila. Like you won't, you pick up any name from the history of the last 200 years who were the last tshuva svarim. So everybody, the Kivagan, the Yehuda, some Seifer, the Netziv, to name a few, they all have Maisim Shahayu with this Maisa, and they're down on this Ramah. The Ramah is tough. Kamat Klar. In Svara, we can sit back and say, yeah, they were only joking. Everyone knows they were joking. It was a carnival, it was a game, it was a toy. The Ramah says that Oimeres Shalekivna Betchila Rakla Spike Ba'alma Afilachi Av Mekudeshes. She says I was joking, she's Mekudeshes. And not only that, the lashon is ein ha'elchem v'inyan kedushin, achar umdenais v'chachais hamechichais. We don't go after chachais hamechichais. Pretty clear. It doesn't matter. You do a kedushin, it's a kedushin. Now, what? Yeah. Why don't we say that she says she's doing it for a joke? She should be believed. That's the question. Why don't we say, now we really have to ask this question to ourselves, side like the Bala Iter, side like the Rashba. Now let's see, according to the Bala Iter, who never believes her, Bala Iter says, if she doesn't know what the Kukasi means, it's still Dingzach. But at least like the Bala Iter, you know, in Hamakna, they never believe her. Alright, so here also, you say, who knows? Maybe it was a carnival and everything, but maybe Bishas Maisa, maybe you wanted it. Who knows? But according to the Bala Iter, it's still not easy, but it's at least a little easier. With Bala Iter, he doesn't believe her when she says, I don't know what you're talking about. So he doesn't believe her by Schaik. But according to the Rashba, she's believed to say, I don't know what Kukasi means. What is the difference if she says, I didn't know what it means? Or she says, I knew what it means, but we were just joking. Everything comes down to, is she believed or she's not believed? So what's the difference if it's... What? Siren. According to the Rashba, Nita Hesper, can anybody tell me what in the world is the difference? If you're saying, I don't know what the Bukasi means, and saying, I was joking. If you believe her in both cases. If you don't believe her, don't believe her in both cases. If you believe her in one case, by the Kukasi, Kolshkein, now, if she says I was joking and it was a full-fledged wedding, of course you don't believe her. But when the hachachais hamechichais, why shouldn't I believe her? If there are circumstances that demonstrate, why shouldn't I believe her? She said, I know for sure I was joking. I don't want to get married. I'm interested in getting married. My parents will kill me, right? She had no habit, that she's getting married. I mean, I don't know. You think she really was getting married? Maybe, yeah. All right, so why shouldn't I believe her? It's possible, yes. It's possible because she's nice and she wanted it. All right, but so it's the Kukasi the same thing. Maybe she's having charata.
She didn't know.
No, maybe she knew, and now she has charata, so she's saying she didn't know. So why should I assume she's a shakir by spike? So maybe it's kukasi, she was not so sure. Maybe the same thing. What's a kukasi meant? Maybe she was unsure, just like by spike, maybe she was unsure. Whatever you tell me, you want it. See, it all comes down to whether you trust her. Does she have no manas or doesn't she have no manas? It all comes down to that. So if it all comes down to that, so she wants to get out of marriage. What if she gets out of marriage, she says, I don't know what kukasi means. Or if she gets out of marriage by saying, I know what it means, but I was just joking. It all comes down to whether you trust her. You say if from you it is believed, you don't say if from you it is believed.
No, it's more than
that thing.
You
even
know
it's more.
In jokes, you can say that she didn't want it as much as she wanted. The bottom line, she did it. How did she? Maybe she did it as a joke, but she did it. You can't say she didn't want people to say she did it.
Okay, good. Good. You're missing one word though. No, he's right. There's a big difference. By could do by schaik, she's saying I did it. I just didn't mean it. By kukasi, she's saying I never did it. I mean, the Yehuda says what? The Yehuda says that the difference is that by schaik, we believe her. We always believe her. We believe her, she was joking. But that's Devarim Shebelev. We believe her in her heart, she was joking. That's Devarim Shebelev. Lemaisa, she made a Kedusha. No? She did it. She said, I did it. And in my heart, I didn't mean it. So that's not Mevatel Kedusha. That's Devarim Shebelev. Enam Devarim. By Zekukasi, she's saying that the Maisa itself was missing in Kedusha. It was a Lashon of Zekukasi, which I don't understand to mean it. So, Zakhtav Dei Behuda, in both cases, we believe her. So, Dei Behuda passing, she's believed. Just by the Kukasi, when we believe her, the Dei Behuda holds that the Gemara says that if it's not Isa Baisa Kedushin, Miyada Makabra. The Gemara says that it's Chasarim the Maisa Kedushin, because he didn't say Mukudashasli, he said the Kukasi, which some people don't understand. So, in the Maisa Kedushin itself, there was something lacking. Sha'enke in the case of Schaik, there was nothing lacking in the Maisa Kedushin. Everything was there. Just he's saying, Tvar Shabalev, in my heart I didn't mean it. Tvar Shabalev, Adam Tvarim. You agree and did a Maisa Kedushin, so you did a Maisa Kedushin. No, it's not Tavarim Shebelev. It's a Maisa which tells us what happened. Yes. Now, one, he said Hari Abba Kudeshesli, which we know for sure women understand. And one, he said Hatsu Kukasi, which the Gemara says, Mino Yodamai Kamra, that we have to know that she knows what she's talking about. Remember, because Nabi Yehuda is going with the Shita, that the Gemara is going on to Kukasi and saying, Mino Yodamai Kamra, that's something we have to be Mevar if she knows. That would be a good question. That would be a good question. Let me tell you the Nabi Yehuda's case. Nabi Yehuda had a Maisa with a man that was Mekadesh L'Shem Schaik. And they came to Bezdin. And the man said, now the Lashon, this Nabi Yehuda is in Chelek Aleph, Simin Nuntes, Ebenezer Simin Nuntes. And the crucial part I'm speaking out is right in the beginning. It's comparatively easy to flow. He brings down the Rashi and the Balaita. The man says what I said was Hare At Mekudeshes Li. Then he said the word Vadi. Vadi must be some Polish word that means something like a hole in the head. So he's saying, I said Hare At Mekudeshes Li like a hole in the head. Right? Vadi means... He says it means like pouring water. I don't get it. It must be a Polish joke of some sort. But then, you know, you say in English. So imagine, man says, "Hari Abba Kudeshesli," like a hole in the head. The problem is, the Edim only heard "Hari Abba Kudeshesli." They didn't hear that he added this word "Vadi." He and she claim we were just joking. As a matter of fact, he said "Hari Abba Kudeshesli Vadi." He said right away, "I'm just leaving for a joke." Sukta Naida Behuda, in that case, he passed in, she's not married. Even though the Ramah says she's not believed to say L'shem Tzchayik. So how could... She claims that he said Va'adim. He claims, but Adim didn't hear it. Adim just heard Hari Amakudesh asleep. Sukta Naida Behuda, Lefishi Tasa. The Behuda Shita is... She's really believed to say she was joking. What's the chsarin that is devarim shebelev? We really believe her. The chsarin is that it's devarim shebelev. Here she's saying it wasn't devarim shebelev. B'shas maisa, he said hariyat mukadeshesli for a joke. She's claiming, he said, what's the only shaila? Should we trust her? The Edom didn't hear it. Should we trust her or shouldn't we trust her? The Yehuda's side is, we do trust her. It's just devarim shebelev. Memela, in a case where she's claiming it wasn't Devarim Shebelev, it was spoken out, just Adam didn't hear it. So maybe she's off the hook. Then she is off the hook. This is a very nice chap of the Nei Behuda to be mad at the woman. Yitz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to finish this sugya. There are other tshuvas on Kiddushin Derazayik. Rav Moshe has his first tshuva on the topic. I tell you, every gadol has it, right? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva yet when he was in Russia. It happened. And that's in Chelek Aleph Evan Ezer Simen Pei Beis. It's a long tshuva. I think Anaf Tes is perhaps the part that will be the easiest for us to work with. And then, I don't know where it is, the other tshuva he has about this co-ed school with the carnival, it's a tshuva later. But in Nether, I'll try to dig up where it is. And we're going to work through the psukim on this.